afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rockxology, a comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me once again in the co-host chair is my friend for over 20 years, used to be roommates, and you know...
Uncomfortable.
You know him as TV's Funny Mike, Mike Siegel.
TV's Funny Mike. Boy, am I regretting getting that website 20-something-on years ago.
Yeah, what is your website? Tell everybody.
FunnyMike.com.
FunnyMike.com.
Well, some guys, there's a radio guy that had MikeSiegel.com and MikeSiegel.net. And
yeah.
He's like some conspiracy theorist kind of guy out of Seattle or something. And so I just grabbed something quickly that I thought I could get. I was just doing stand-up for it. I was like, hey, Funny Mike. And then... You know, 25 years later, it's a lot of pressure to live up to.
You're not the conspiracy guy.
You it's not 25 years, by the way.
You're not the guy 29. Who thinks Stephen King killed John Lennon. You're not that guy?
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
Oh,
I'm
okay,
in
cool.
I'm on board with that one.
Mike, what have you been, what's been going on with Mike Siegel?
What has been going? I'm actually going to go to my first Pearl Jam concert tonight.
Oh, who are you going to see?
Pearl Jam.
I meant to say who, with who. I meant to say with who.
How long have you been here? This is the eighth show you've done today.
So, Mike, what band will be with Pearl Jam tonight? Do they have an opening band? They don't, do they?
No, they don't. I'm actually going to go with Schmitty.
Oh, are you?
Friend Mike Schmidt. He
you know what happened
the last night. He went last night.
You know what happened the last time you and I went to a concert with Mike Schmidt. We went to see Bob Seger.
He took his watch off.
He took his watch off because why?
Because some shit might go down.
Yeah, he thought he was going to have to
fight. He's going to have to throw some hands.
He thought he was going to have to fight the guy in front of us. Mike and I just gradually slide away from him. We're like, we're in our 40s.
Like,
we're not
the watch is
fighting.
Coming off.
Dude, hold this. No.
I want to get in the mosh pit there with him.
Yeah, is he on the floor?
No, I think he was last night, but tonight he might have some tickets. No, I don't have a ticket. I actually texted him this morning and said maybe I'm going to have to scalp one, and he said it might be tough, and I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I haven't figured out the plan yet, but
so,
I'm going to go.
So
as one guy, you can kind of get away. I'm sure we won't be able to sit together.
Right.
Unless we're in the floor and we can mill around. But dude, I'm an old man who doesn't want to stand.
I have a feeling Schmidt will say this, dude, get on my shoulders. For once, for the whole show, dude.
Well, he said they played it 3 hours last night.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's at the Sports Arena. And we saw a show there.
Yeah, that's where Springsteen likes to play.
That's where we saw Seeger.
No, we saw Seeger at the Forum. We saw Springsteen at the LA Sports
Arena.
You're
right. You're right. Springsteen always likes it. Because there's no suites. There's no
suites.
He doesn't want those like hoity-toity people sitting there not watching the show.
Yeah, I saw him at the Staples Center once, and he did not like it. You could tell. He said a bunch of times.
And I guess bands hate the sound of the Staples Center.
Yeah.
They really do.
But you know what? Bands love to play hockey there.
That's true. But the Sports Arena is a dump, man.
It really is a dump.
It really, like, nothing's to, even the signage hasn't changed since like the 50s. It's really weird.
I'm excited to see the Forum because they just put in like, they've just put like $50 million or some crazy amount of money into it. The people who own Madison Square Garden bought the Forum.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, and they're totally, and the Eagles are going to christen it in January.
Oh, wow.
And because the Forum is a dump too, but I bet now it's going to be all new seats, state-of-the-art sound.
Yeah, well, Prince, when he was in town, he was trying to save it because they were going to demolish it because some church was using it.
Yeah, so it has been saved and it's going to be up and running.
We can thank Prince for that.
That's right.
Well, although the church didn't buy it.
Hmm.
So it's just going to be concerts?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's just going to be music.
Wow.
I think more people will play there now that it's all revamped.
Yeah.
Because the Staples Center's too big.
Yeah.
The LA Sports Arena is a dump, and Forum is it's a nice size.
Yeah. Have you seen Pearl Jam? I've never seen them live.
No, I just like a few songs.
Well, yeah, I don't know the new stuff, and apparently they play a lot of it.
But
I'm hoping it could be good.
But I heard the new stuff is really good.
And
actually,
I heard he's like Eddie Vedder's like amazing on stage and really charismatic and stuff. From what I've seen clips of, it seems really good.
I have their new album on here if you want to flash drive it before you leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Right.
It's supposed to be great.
All right. Maybe I'll take my watch off and I'll fight you for it.
That's right. Don't wear a shirt either. Schmidt won't have a shirt on. Bare chested. So the topic today.
Yeah.
It's just going to be us talking about Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
No, Mike Siegel was a big Beatles fan. Mike,
you would
say that Beatles is
my favorite. I've done the Magical Mystery Tour in Liverpool.
So there you go.
Have you ever been? You've been to London a bunch of times. You haven't been up to Liverpool, have you?
No. When I was in London, I did a tour of Kinks.
You did the Kinks
tour. Conk Studio and where they first played, and across the street from their house where they wrote You Really Got Me in the living room.
Oh, cool. You didn't even go to Abbey Road and do
we
the
did go to Abbey
Cross
Road.
The Road picture?
Yeah. No, we did do op. That. We did do that.
With the girls or just?
No, it was just, no, I've only been there with Pilar.
Okay, so it was just two of you. It was just John and Paul. Photo.
Right. Actually, it was just Paul, because it was just me. She took my picture crossing.
Photoshopped the girls in there.
I actually did a thing for when we were in London the week before Podcastathon. So I was doing like a video every day to post to promote Podcastathon. So I think for that, okay. I said I'm about to do something that no one's ever done before, and I just walked across, and she took. And then from across the street, I yelled, "Don't forget to watch Podcastathon!" You know, so it was, people were looking like, "Who? This guy is really mucking it up today."
I got a photo of me walking across the Abbey Road in '89, and I got to find that thing because I just want to see myself in '89.
Yeah, you got a throwback Thursday.
Yeah, right.
Way back Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, the Liverpool tour was kind of cool. The Magical Mystery tour. I mean, it's cheesy, but I mean, you play the music on the bus the whole way.
Yeah.
And you see their childhood homes, and you go to Strawberry Fields, which was like an orphanage, and then you go to Penny Lane, and you can see, because it describes everything in the song on the street.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
There's the roundabout and the barbershop, whatever you could have known. Or
at any point, do you drive by and put a dollar in Pete Best's can? So the Beatles. Today's topic today is called "Not the Beatles," and so these are going to be songs, Beatles songs,
cover songs. They're probably, would you say, the most covered band?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Because everyone does Beatles covers. You know, guys like Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
But then you'll have like, you know, punk bands will do. So everyone will do a Beatles cover. So that's what we're doing. We're doing cover songs that are Beatles songs done by other people. And Mike, I'm going to let you do it first.
Want me to kick it off?
Kick it off.
I'm going to kick it off with a stone cold jam here, Pat. This is Stevie Wonder doing his version of "We Can Work It Out."
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Why you see it your way? On the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out.
That's pretty great. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was from, I think, around 1970, and the Signed, Sealed, Delivered album. And there's also a clip online where you can find him. He's playing it for the president, like Obama and Paul McCartney sitting right there.
Wow.
So maybe it was at the Kennedy Center Honors or something.
What's that like? Stevie Wonder's playing your song, and you're sitting next to Obama.
He's got a pretty good life, Paul. Paul's got pull in this town.
Let's go the other way. Stevie Wonder's playing a song. You're sitting next to Paul McCartney.
Stevie Wonder doesn't know where he's at.
Stevie Wonder doesn't know where he's at. Dude, take my watch off. I'm going to punch Stevie Wonder in the face. He'll never see it coming.
That was a great. Every time I hear that one, it just makes me, I just jump up. It's like.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, you can't help but get in on that one.
This is not as fancy-dancy as that is. This is David Bowie from his 75 album, Young Americans, and he is covering "Across the Universe."
Rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
I don't know. I'm on the fence on that one.
Have you ever heard that?
No, I have not heard that.
Yeah, that was on. That's on an album. That's like not like on a Beatles tribute. That's on a David Bowie album. That's on Young Americans.
I have never heard that one.
Yeah, he does a lot of crazy covers. He does Let's Spend the Night Together by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, right.
And
he's done Motown covers too.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he's
that horrible duet with Mick Jagger, Dancing in the Streets.
Dancing in the Streets.
Oh, awful. Did you see that Family Guy clip when they played that?
No,
they
I heard about
the
this.
Entire one.
The entire video,
the
right?
The entire video, all 3 minutes. And you think they're going to cut it any moment. No, they played the entire thing. And then afterwards, they just cut to Peter Griffin going, yep, that happened. And we all let it happen.
That's crazy. Because if you're flipping around and you came to that, you wouldn't even know that.
They would play full Conway Twitty videos on there. It's amazing. And now, because they would do the, was it the hee-haw?
Wow.
Transition, they would just stop in the middle of the show, and now Conway Twitty, and they would play his entire video.
How much do you have to pay to?
Oh, they have money. Who cares?
Family Guy's not a popular show, and Fox is in the dumper. I mean, they can't possibly have money to afford
pay those royalties. My God,
what's up next?
Okay, well, when we talked about this subject, we were going to do best and worst.
Right.
So, and we have a mix of everything here, but...
I just played one of the worst, and you played one of the best.
Oh, I got that beat.
Oh, okay, good.
This is our friend Bill Cosby singing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Russell liked the LSD.
All right, is this a take or what? All right, okay, everybody. Here we go.
She's ramping up.
Here we
go. Jazzy, open.
Yeah. That's right.
It's like he has a cigar.
Oh, that's good.
He's getting a blowjob.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style, but they guarantee to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh yeah!
Wow,
that's crazy. Kenan Thompson SNL sketch.
Old Weird Harold in the band.
Oh my God!
Jell-O pudding, you see.
Hey, I got to tell you something. This is going to be off track. It's not even about music. Saturday Night Live has been awesome this year.
I saw the Lady Gaga one. It was pretty funny.
I mean, these new kids look like these new kids are bringing it.
Finally.
I mean, I don't know any of the, I don't know their names.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know their faces. They come on, they're hitting home runs.
Well, I think they've finally embraced the fact that they're utilizing more and more video.
Yeah.
You know, pre-tape video.
Sure.
That's the stuff that goes viral.
Yeah.
And you can, it's better.
Yeah, it's
not. They're not awkwardly reading cue cards during it.
Yeah, it's been. I've been really. I mean, I watched the first one of the year. I'm like, yeah, I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in a couple of years, and I was like, well, that's good. But they've had all summer to write that one, so let's see. But no, they've been consistent.
Maybe they'll get Cosby on to do that song.
It was 20 years ago today
with the Jell-O pudding in the car. you see, zippity bippity bop.
my next one is from last year.
Oh.
2012. This is Soul Asylum from their album that came out last year called Delayed Reaction. This is Good Morning. Good Morning.
Nothing to do to save his life. Call his wife in. Nothing to say but what a day. How's your boy been? To do, it's up to you. I got nothing to say, but it's okay.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, that was fun. It was a bonus track on that album. If there's a band I like, I always seek out the bonus tracks. So that was
are they coming around
track.
Soon?
They're supposed to come and. Dave Perner was going to be on the show.
Ooh.
And then they canceled the LA date. Well, they postponed the LA dates.
Because of you?
Maybe. So would you go see Soul Asylum?
I would.
Okay, you're on board.
Sign me up.
I'll get a couple of free tickets to that.
I'm sure. I'll take my watch off at that one. I'll throw some hands around.
Those pussies. Soul Asylum fans.
I remember when I was a DJ in college, like I'd never heard of them, that they were the program director was trying to get us to play more alternative stuff like that. And she was really hot. She said, play Soul Asylum. And I was like, who?
What?
And then, five years later, they took
off. Before Runaway Train came out, they had like five or six albums, just indie, indie band.
Yeah. She knew though. She knew.
Play Soul Asylum.
Soul Asylum.
Let me tell you something. You're going to either play Cosby or Soul Asylum.
It was 20 years ago today. All right. Well, this next one is a shout out to our former producer, Matt Belknap.
Okay.
This is his favorite band. This is the Beastie Boys. This is a B-side of them doing I'm Down.
Okay.
My girl locks Frank's not poking bees. I'm going to wax that girl right out them
jeans.
Because I'm fully D, because I keep a loaded pistol inside my pants. Find a deaf girl and do the new dance.
I'm down. I'm down. I'm down. I'm down.
Because you know I'm down. I'm fully D, yeah.
It's like Jerry Lewis.
How can you laugh when you know I'm going down?
See, now I'm down in the hip-hop community means a little something. Like when the Beatles sang it, they were depressed.
Right.
They're down. They're down with it, man.
Yeah.
Well,
it's fun. I have a version of that song, Kyle. You can bump that up to the third position.
Okay.
This band covered the Beatles before, and their former cover of the Beatles song was actually produced by George Martin. Super famous. Come Together. As recorded by Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, sure.
I didn't want to play that because that's...
I figured you would bring that one.
But that's been done so much that I'm going to play a song called I'm Down.
No.
You're telling lies thinking I can't see. You can't cry because you're laughing at me.
Good cover.
That's on their
Permanent Vacation album.
Okay.
Not a bonus track, actually on the album.
Oh, yeah, but the little different from the Beasties version.
Yeah. I contend that Aerosmith's Come Together is as popular as the original.
Yeah. Have they done more Beatles covers or Zeppelin covers? They're pretty faithful to, or they've done Stones covers, right?
I think so. And I had a cover of Love Me Two Times by the Doors that I almost burped. I burped right in the mic. They almost played, but I went with this one.
I liked it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, now that we're going to go back to when you look at bad cover versions, mm-hmm. there's one album that's like the Holy Grail, and that would be William Shatner's Transformed Man album. This is him doing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river. Tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with a sun in her eyes. And she's gone!
She's gone! She's gone! She's gone!
Shatner just played out at the Canyon Club.
No. Oh. Would he do that one? I wonder if he did.
No, he was doing... He has a new album out, and he was doing that in its entirety. Who's going to that?
You know, Trekkies, nerds.
But not Kyle. Music. But not
Kyle's
going
to
but
that.
But not music fans.
No, not at all.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know, but that's something about... If you're going to just talk speak over a... Don't even do it.
I could
Stop
see
it.
Bill Cosby do the whole Sgt. Pepper.
Oh,
I would
see
go
that.
See that,
yeah,
too. I would go see that, too. And it, only if Don Rickles
within
came out.
Within you, without you.
Rickles would have...
I'm fixing a hole, you see.
And if Rickles came out as Mr. Kite, that would just... that would be the best.
I get this guy over here with the benefit of me.
This is one of my favorite Beatles covers. This is the song called Not a Second Time, which was from With the Beatles. And this is done by... one of my top three vocalists, Chrissy Hynde.
Oh,
and this
nice.
Is The Pretenders, Not a Second Time.
You know you made me cry. I see no use in wondering why I cry for you. And now you change your mind. I see no reason to change my cry. It's through. Same old line. I'm wondering why. You hurt me then. You're back again. No, no, no.
Not a second time.
I love it.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, I'm a big Pretenders fan. We saw them together.
We did. I got her autograph that night. She had a ciggy butt hanging out of her mouth.
Yeah, and a glass of wine.
Oh, two glasses. And not enough energy to push the pen hard enough to make it a good autograph.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's very faint.
Well, she's weak. She's vegan.
She's,
you know, she needs some protein.
She needs some protein. Have a peanut butter sandwich before you come out and sign. Stupid Chrissy.
I'm going to keep with the Pearl Jam theme right now. This is Eddie Vedder's cover from the I Am Sam soundtrack.
Okay.
You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
All right.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say,
like the tambourine.
Hey, you've got to hide your love away.
Hey, hey,
hey, you've got to hide your love away.
Dude, it's the fucking best.
It was great.
That is good. I like that.
It's really faithful to it, but I mean, I thought it suits his voice and everything really great.
And his jaw is wired shut, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know he had some dental problems. I get flack all the time from Matt Belknap and from Murray Valeriano, mm-hmm. who is no longer on the show. That's a joke. Because they do not like my man, James Taylor.
Oh, okay.
They don't like him at all. Hate him.
I don't hate him.
They make a sleep. They make the sleep noise.
Right. I know Matt has always
hates him.
Made it very clear that he does not care for JT.
But in 1979, James Taylor lays down a version of Day Tripper that I think pretty cool. Let's hear it.
Oh, that's too smooth right there.
I got a good reason for taking the ease away. I got a good reason for taking the ease away. She was a daydream, one way ticket. Yeah, it took me so, so long to find out, but I found out.
Okay, now I like James Taylor at certain times,
yeah.
But I think he sucked all the soul right out of that thing.
Do you think so?
I think so. This is too smooth. A little too smooth.
Too smooth?
Yeah, 270s, too smooth. It's almost a disco version. It's bordering on a disco.
Came out
version.
In 79, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't have a good reason for doing it that way.
Could you mark put Siegel and Murray
on
the no column and with Siegel?
But here, I would see him live. I would go to that. I heard he's very funny.
He is funny.
Yeah, I heard he's really funny.
Yeah, he is funny on stage. And then when you meet him afterwards, he's cranky.
He's a cock to you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't sign for you?
No, he signed begrudgingly.
Was it illegible? Illegible.
First one says James Taylor. Second one says go fuck yourself. So he gave the good one to...
So he's a fan of the show.
So he gave the good one to Kyle's mom, and then I sold my shit autograph on eBay. Now I wish I hadn't.
Right, because you have a bit. You have a prop now
I know.
For the bit. Okay, where am I at? Okay, here we go. This is
Speaking You're in Studio City.
Talk singing. This is James Bond, 007 Sean Connery.
Oh, my God.
Doing In My Life.
You dug deep to find some deep. Shit. There are places I remember.
There are places I'll remember all my life.
Some have changed. Bond.
Miss Punny.
Though
Miss
some
Penny.
Have changed.
Miss Punchy Penny?
Miss Money Penny.
Some forever.
Miss Not Munchy Penny.
I thought better.
Some have gone.
Goldfinger.
Some remain.
Where's Goldfinger?
But you'll never take our freedom!
All these places.
Dr. No and Goldfinger. Suck my cock.
He's quite mad, you know.
Lovers, friends, I still
can. Roger call. Moore can suck my cock. It's a terrible Bond.
Some are dead.
Some are dead.
Some are living.
Some are living.
In my life.
Pussy galore.
I've loved them all.
Okay. I want more pussy galore.
Other than just anybody make an album, back to Shatner,
I guess so.
Him, get an album out. You're hot now.
Yeah, you're hot now. Do it.
Talk.
That's like what they.
But, but I can't sing. Just talk.
See what they do now is like you got to get some stand up on your resume.
Exactly.
Actress
or get a podcast.
Yeah, get a podcast.
Sean Connery, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, this next one is one that I think you still might have on your list.
Okay.
Because it's Aretha Franklin.
Oh, you know what? I didn't bring that.
Ah, well, I did.
She did a couple.
This is Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I banged Aretha Franklin in the ass.
I'm Eleanor Rigby. I picked up the rice in the church where the weddings had been. Yeah. I'm Eleanor Rigby. I'm keeping my face in a jar by the door. I want to know what is it for.
She's a little limited vocally,
yeah.
But it's okay.
Interesting thing is, you know, you turn it in the first person.
Yeah.
I'm Eleanor.
She's Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah. She keeps her face in a jar.
Yep.
Right by the door.
That's weird when you keep your face in a jar.
Yeah. It seems
what like I do is I put a mirror inside of a jar, and then when I walk by and look, it looks like my face is in a jar, but it's not really.
I like that one. And yeah, she also does a good Lady Madonna one.
I've never heard that one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
So what do you got now? Jim Neighbors? What do you got?
Oh, no, I can beat that later. I'm going to go to a good one. I'm alternating the good ones, and, you know, this is...
Seems like you've played three bad in a row.
No. No, come on.
We went had, Shatner, it went Connery.
We had Eddie Vedder in the middle.
Oh, that. Okay, that's right.
Okay, but now we got... this is two local people that... I don't know if you've ever met them. They're always fans of... They know a lot of comics. Amy Mann.
Oh, yeah, I know Amy
and
Mann.
And her husband, Michael Penn.
I don't know her. I've met her.
Yeah, Amy Mann and her husband, Michael Penn, doing Two of Us.
I've seen them at the... what's the comedy place where you
Largo.
Can go? No. The Magic Place. The Magic Castle. I've seen them at Magic Castle
really?
Twice. Yeah.
Just like watching the magic?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then going home and making some.
Making some. Huh?
Stretches out ahead. Two of us wearing raincoats, standing solo in the sun. You and me chasing paper, getting nowhere.
That's good.
Yeah. I think, you know, as a husband and wife singing, it takes on a whole new dimension than two old friends singing it.
Yeah. It's great. They're like inseparable. They're always together.
They are always like, hey, God bless them.
Yeah.
Not like you and your wife, you know, separate all the time.
We have kids. We have to hand the kids off. These two don't have kids.
Wouldn't it be cool to be able to... Like,
Amy Mann's vagina, barren, can't have children.
Oh, God.
Michael Penn, sterile.
Shooting blanks.
Nothing. Nothing. What did you say? Wouldn't it be great to what?
Well, if you could, like, say you and Pilar.
Yes.
Your wife could sing.
She can't sing.
And you can't. But wouldn't it be
right,
great if you
I
could?
But I would rap over it. I say, hey, come together. That's what you say.
Down.
We're going to come together.
I'm fully D. I'm down.
Yeah, I can see he's good as some of the people you played today.
Oh, yeah, Sean Connery, you got him beat. Get Shatner has run for his money.
Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby.
She's got a cute ass.
In my life, I love you more.
me tell you something. Penny Lane gives a hummer like you won't believe. I took her down right on Abbey Road. She sat on my face.
We're explicit.
I know, that's good.
Whose turn is it?
It's your turn, Pat.
Oh! We will put this in the category of some of the ones you've played today.
Okay.
From a 2010 album of covers. This is a man named Neil Diamond.
Oh.
And I'm going to tackle Yesterday.
Oh, God. I've heard the song butchered in so many ways.
Never like this.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Now, Kyle. Kyle's dad is the biggest Neil Diamond fan of all time.
Is he really? Yeah.
But he also doesn't have the filter to be able to say, well, that one's not good. So what would your brother, my brother, your dad say about this version of Yesterday?
He'd be like, oh, that was great. You guys are nuts.
Does he speak that high?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He kind of like speaks in a, I don't know, not that high, but that's my impression.
Can he say words like shoulder?
He can say shoulder.
Oh, I can say it.
Oh, really?
If I say it like Sean Connery. Shoulder. Sunshine on my shoulder.
Sunshine on my shoulder.
Pussy galore on my shoulder makes me happy. I took Pussy Galore to a parade. She got on my shoulders so she could see. We were both facing opposite directions. It was the best parade. Explicit. I can't talk this way when the girls are in here.
I admit I saw Neil Diamond, and did you see him at the Greek last year?
Yeah, I did.
The Hot August Night reunion?
Yeah.
Some of you people were here for the original recording. 40 years, was it 40?
Yeah, 40 years.
40 years ago, wow.
Anyone in a wheelchair, yeah. Raise your hand.
He stretched Sweet Caroline out for 20 minutes.
Bum, bum, bum.
Another, one more time. No, we're okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jack Black went up there. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Sweet Caroline.
Tenacious D for Diamond.
He's a good kid. Give it up for Jack Black. Old people. Who?
Who? What?
Who is that fat guy in the sweatpants?
Why was the stagehand up there? He was only supposed to come out and fix the mic, and he stayed and sang.
Okay, do you want to hear a ridiculous one or a good one?
A ridiculous one.
Okay. Well, then, how about Milton Berle singing Yellow Submarine?
Where did you get these from?
I got a couple. We'll do a couple different ones. Started at the first at 6 seconds.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed the sea. And he told us of his life. The
there's
submarine.
Comedy to come. Hold on.
Okay.
We are living in a yellow submarine.
Come on,
yellow
get to
submarine.
It.
Yellow submarine.
Stop the engines. Stop the engines. Mr. Christian. Mr. Christian.
Yes, sir. What do you want?
You're Christian.
For you, anything.
Go up on the deck and fix the mizzenmast.
This is a submarine. You don't know there's no mizzenmast.
Didn't even know it was missing. Captain, I think I'm getting something on the radio.
Okay, well, now cut to about a minute and 49.
So I wasn't sure
done if you the Jewish voice.
I wasn't sure if you were going to play the whole song or just enough to win.
Oh, my God. So he's done the Jewish character now. Now we go to 149. Let's do another awful stereotype.
God, I hope you have Billy Crystal singing the Beatles song.
Stop the engine!
So he stops the engine again.
Captain, the crew's committing mutiny.
Mutiny? Why?
They say they're tired. They just said they're tired. Captain, I think
gay
I'm
stereotype.
Getting something on the verschlugene radio.
Back to the Jew.
If this is your flight, Captain, fasten your seatbelts. We'll be landing in Miami in 10 minutes.
Wow. I don't know what language that's supposed to be.
Make that Havana in 30 minutes.
Stop the engines.
Wow.
Wow, the gay thing was fine back then.
Yeah. Oh, sir.
On the
crew says they're tired. What is Mish Money Penny Show?
On Don Rickles' Hello Dummy CD. He talks about a hey, look at these guys, a couple of queers having a love-in. All right, totally acceptable.
I don't know why that was recorded. What for?
I know. You can plug in, Kyle.
Oh, see, look at
Kyle has no peripheral vision.
So I can burn that for you. If you'd like.
No, thank you.
Oh, I found that on a YouTube somewhere.
Was there a video?
Did you just type in
Shitty Beatles?
Shitty Beatles and
yeah,
see what came
pretty
up?
Much. Oh, there's a treasure trove too.
Oh my God.
I got a few more, but you know, go ahead. I don't know how much time we have left.
Well, I'm going to play. How much time? We're good. I'm going to play my favorite band. This was a song they recorded as a extra track for their Greatest Hits album. This is Magical Mystery Tour, which Mike took, and this is by Cheap Trick. Straightforward, but
yeah,
I like it.
Didn't they do a concert where they played like a whole Beatles
album? Yeah, they were playing the whole Sgt. Pepper's album.
Oh, well, did you see it?
I went to Vegas with Pilar because she had never seen Cheap Trick, but she promised me she'd go to a concert with me someday. And she loves the Beatles, so I'm like, well, here's the perfect thing. And they nailed it. I mean, it was fantastic.
Did Rick Nielsen pull out a crazy sitar?
No, they actually had. They had like
they had
choir,
a sitar
and then, yeah, they had a sitar player.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, Robin Zander's voice still sounds awesome.
It does because he's never stopped singing.
Isn't he like coming around? He's got his own band. He's coming around.
Coming with the RZB Robin Zander band.
Oh, buddy!
I tried to get him on here. Robin is not doing any press for his solo band.
Oh, is that what they told you?
Good because I don't want to talk about his solo band. I want to talk about Cheap Trick.
And the Robin Zander band, they have the best T-shirts.
Oh my God! Go to robinzanderband.com and click on merch, and it's a picture of the four band members, Robin, and then three old guys. That's the I'm like, no one's buying that T-shirt ever. Ever.
Three old men. Four old men.
I mean, if you just had a shirt that said RZB and then Robin Zander Band underneath in some way.
Yeah, subtly.
I'm not going to buy this shirt with four old guys' face.
And wear it around the senior home.
Yeah.
On the homepage, he's like a magician, and if you like click, it's like magical.
Yeah, there's like smoke coming. It's the worst one. I never understand when people have horrible websites.
Yeah, in this day and age,
it shouldn't look that bad. Just unbelievable.
Are you listening? Healthcare.gov. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right, we're back to ridiculous. No, we're back to good. This is Ray Charles.
My favorite website is Stinkfinger.
Stinkfinger.com. Okay. Ray Charles doing Let It Be.
How is that not an Austin Powers villain?
Stinkfinger. We're disrespecting Ray Charles by introducing him.
Go ahead.
People living in the world agree. There will be an answer. Let it be. And though they may be parted, there is still a chance they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be. Yes, let it be.
That's great.
Yeah, it almost sounds like you're in church, doesn't it?
Yeah, another blind artist. I'm gonna make a hard and fast cut right now. I'm gonna say apologies to the Carpenters for their version of Ticket to Ride.
Oh,
have you ever heard that?
No.
Don't need to.
No, I don't think I do. Description. I'm good. I'm good.
But what I'm saving.
Oh. How many more do I have? Because I gotta start.
I have three more.
Okay, good.
The band that I'm getting rid of the Carpenters, but you would think that I play this band all the time, and I don't. I've rarely played this band, but this is Styx.
No.
This is the new Styx. This is without Dennis DeYoung. This is the new touring incarnation. This is Lawrence Gowan on lead vocal, and this is Styx doing I Am the Walrus.
T-shirts, stupid bloody jeans. They mind you've been a naughty boy. You let your face go long. Alright. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I am the Walrus. Coo-doo-doo-doo. Mr. City Policeman City.
It's good, but it's really faithful. And I always wonder about that. What do they have to gain by putting that on their album? I don't. Maybe you do it in concert because you love it.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I agree.
You know what I mean?
If it's too faithful, it's not. It's like, well, why bother?
Right. I'm sure it's a blast to play live.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm the Walrus.
I'm the Walrus.
I gave Moneypenny my tusk many times.
Cuckoo ca-choo.
She likes a double tusk.
Oh, my God.
What has happened today? Hey, Mike.
Well, I'm back to ridiculous.
Now, I know that from time to time, Ace Frehley stops by the show.
Oh, sure.
And I know that your opinion of the I Am the Walrus, you're like, you know, who cares? Why bother? But I'd like to get Ace Frehley's opinion. So if you don't mind. Hey, Ace, did you like the Styx version of I Am the Walrus?
Sure, baby.
All right, great. Hey, look, Ace liked it. What are you going to do?
Sure, baby.
Yeah, sure, baby.
What is that from?
That's from an Ace Frehley song called A Little Below the Angels.
Mm, sure.
In which you hear a girl say, Daddy, have you ever seen an angel?
And sure, goes, baby.
That's what he says. And then he goes, it was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. It's kind of Ace Frehley meets Edith Bunker.
Yeah, that's...
Jeez, Dad.
Oh, stifle yourself there, Ace.
You with your fucking angels, Ace Christ.
Yeah, you're spaceman. What are you doing? Oh, jeez, huh? It was 20 years ago today. It's Sergeant Pepper, you see.
Are you telling me that Carol O'Connor never covered a Beatles song? You play your next one. I'm going to look on YouTube.
Okay. Well, we're back to ridiculous, but I don't know if you brought anything from the Sergeant Pepper... movie soundtrack.
I didn't. If I would have, it would have been Because by Alice Cooper.
Or also, you had George Burns singing "Fixing a Hole," which is I'm fixing
George
a hole where the rain came
I'm,
in.
I'm gonna sing a song for you. I'm gonna sing about Mr. Kite.
So I apologies to them, but I brought in Steve Martin singing "Maxwell Silver Hammer," and just. Started from the top there. This is...
Joan was quizzical, studied pataphysical science in the home.
In the home.
Late night.
Oh, this is my favorite part.
Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, called her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joe? Oh, oh, oh. But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead.
Kyle, you never heard that before?
No.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I've never seen the movie.
It is god awful.
He did. He did watch The Jerk for the first time a couple months ago.
Oh,
and
how did it hold up?
He was losing his mind.
Yeah, I love The Jerk.
That's oh, really? Yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
It's really good.
Yeah, I like it.
But that, I mean, so you're thinking about that? I mean, that he was in his prime.
Yeah,
so he's huge. We got to get him in this movie.
Yeah,
can he sing? No,
no.
That's why we got George Burns.
He doesn't even break the banjo out. That's something he can do proficiently.
And you can just picture him doing his crazy Steve Martin dancing moves. And, doing King Tut.
Don't do
on her head. Oh.
This is one of my favorites on the list today. And okay. I played this for my wife, and And I didn't tell her who it was. And she's like, that is amazing. Who is that? And I told her, she's like, are you kidding? That's great. So I'm not going to tell you who this is. But this is a cover of the Beatles song For No One. Let's drop it in at 11 seconds.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all the words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to worry. She no longer needs you, but in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Okay, give me a hint.
Well, I can give you a hint and you'll guess it immediately.
Okay. From a band, or is he a solo artist?
Solo artist.
He's a solo artist.
It's not Bill Cosby.
Love that would have lasted years around in Philadelphia. No, I don't know. I don't know. Give
this guy was on General Hospital.
Jack Wagner?
No. This guy.
Rick Springfield.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's Rick Springfield.
How old is that recording?
That is from 2005.
Yeah, sounded pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, I like it a lot.
When is he coming around again?
He's coming soon, and he's
when's he going to turn you down to do the show?
No, I have emails from his management that says, oh, Rick will do it later in the year. Now let me tell you guys, it's getting late in the year. He has a novel coming out. He actually wrote a novel. Yeah, and he's going to be doing some solo shows. Hi. He's going to be doing some shows.
A solo show.
Which means he's going to be masturbating.
That guy's a working class dog.
And I don't know why. No, he's going to be doing some solo acoustic shows. So I'm hoping.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because, yeah, when managers tell me this, look, it's okay to just tell me no. Then I won't get excited. But now I'm excited because I think he's going to come in. So we'll see what happens. Rick Springfield.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be cool. So I got one more. How many more you got?
I got a bunch more, but how many can I do?
You play one. Let me see the time. You play one. I'll play one. You play one.
Okay, so I got
Kyle
two more.
Plays one. I'll play three. You will play seven. So you got two more to play.
Okay. This one's it was a huge hit. It's not obscure, fine, or anything. But okay. This one of the best well known. This is Joe Cocker singing She Came In Through the Bathroom Window.
Don't know it.
Come on.
Don't know this artist.
Cannon through the bathroom window.
Still funny for a second.
Back to my silver spoon. But now she sucks the thumb and wonders how the banks over all the good. She said she'd always been a dancer.
There are some singers where sometimes I think, how did they get a recording contract?
You don't like them. You're not a fan.
No. But I like a lot of singers who don't have the greatest voices. And I often wonder, how did that guy get in the door?
Have you heard much of his stuff, though? Oh, there was a moment that I had a Joe Cocker couple of years there that I dug a little deep into the catalog. Have you ever seen the Mad Dogs and Englishman movie?
No, I should
see
that.
He's just so hard to look at. While he's singing, that it's hard to peel that away from
and
your brain.
He doesn't have like palsy or anything. That's just his performing style.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought he has a. I like his voice. You don't.
Well, I guess Tom Waits. I don't get Tom Waits' voice.
He's a much better singer than Tom
Waits. He is. But I'm just using an example.
Yeah,
I like Tom Waits as a songwriter. But I don't need to hear.
Tom Waits is an acquired taste for sure. See, you just ruined your voice trying to do
makes
Tom
me
Waits.
Cough.
How would Sean Connery do Tom?
When I see you tonight on a downtown train, I'm gonna lift your dress up and pull your panties down, and then I'm gonna take you on the train. I'm not gonna do a train. I'm not into seeing guys nude, but I'm gonna do you.
on a downtown train. Terrible.
Awful.
I don't think anything about that is good. Lots of editing today.
Pat has two daughters. I know. Just so you know.
I know. My wife will listen to this. It's the dirtiest show ever we've done. I blame Mike Siegel. And I blame Kyle.
Yeah, let's blame Kyle.
Well, I started out with a cover of Across the Universe, which was met with not great results, the David Bowie cover. But it is a great song, and I think this is an amazing cover of that same song. It's from the Pleasantville soundtrack, which stars your favorite actress, Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Mike.
Very kind to me when I met her.
Mike.
That's not true at all.
Has a biatch story about her. do you want to tell that real quick?
No. Okay. Come on, I've told that.
But this is from Fiona Apple, and this is Ooh. Across the Universe.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
I like that version. I brought it in Across the Universe, too.
Oh, you
from,
did?
Well, Rufus Wainwright, which is a very good version. Want to knock it out real quick?
Yeah, you want to hear that?
Okay, I don't want to finish with that, but...
Okay, let's play it, and then we'll ask Ace Frehley if he liked it.
Okay. Can you, you find that one? Okay.
It's my world. Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes and call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox.
So there you go. A lot of Across the Universe.
A lot of Across the Universe. That was Rufus Wainwright.
Rufus Wainwright.
I liked it, but I wonder if Ace Frehley liked it. Hey, Ace, if you're listening... we just played a version of Across the Universe by Rufus Wainwright. Did you like that version?
Sure, baby.
All right. Terrific.
Has Paul Stanley ever played any Beatles covers?
Let me tell you something. People ask me a lot of times if I ever play Beatles covers. Like, they'll say, Paul, and I'll say, what? They'll say, Paul, what's your favorite Beatles song? And I say, well, I like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I like that one that you play by the Pretenders, Not a Second Time. I like Octopus's Garden. There's many. Now, I don't know if you know, but I invented music.
No.
Well, Gene did. Gene Simmons invented music, and that's all I got.
I can't believe we didn't get a Sean Connery Octopus's Garden.
Oh.
Kyle, you could have closed that with the best joke of the show. Octopus's Garden. Pussy Galore Garden.
Okay, so I'm going to have to make some cuts here. Do we want to do a version I like or a ridiculous thing?
That's up to you.
I don't want to close them ridiculous because I have Tiny Tim singing Nowhere Man.
Then I'll let you play a good one.
Okay, well, and this is odd. This isn't a live recording of him actually singing to George. George is sitting there with him.
Oh, George's
from
balls just went right up into his stomach. He can't even believe what's happening.
You found it? Hey. That's George saying yes.
Take your time. Don't worry.
Oh my God. I'm embarrassed.
I don't know what happened. Well, there you go. Okay, there's the ridiculous. Nowhere Man by Tiny Tim.
That's terrible. Ask for it by
name. Okay. So what do I close with? I got... I'm going to go for more of an obscure band. Obscure?
Who are you going to play? Rolling Stones?
I can do a Here, There, and Everywhere by a band called Belarus.
All right.
They're an English band. Or we can do the Black Keys doing She Said, She Said. Kyle's shaking his head on the Black Keys. You're not a fan?
I'm
not a fan of the Black Keys.
Okay,
either.
We'll skip them. Well, I'm only fine. Belarus, they're an English band doing their version.
I am not a fan of Belarus.
You don't know
I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, I know. So this is, there they are. Here, There, and Everywhere.
There,
need never care. To love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing that love is to share.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really good. Well, Mike, thank you
for
coming today. I have a little bit of business before we let Kyle do a playout song. Where can people find you?
They can find me at funnymike.com and at funnymike on Twitter and traveltalespodcast.com.
Travel Tales Podcast, a very good podcast.
Your wife and daughter have done the
podcast. Wife and daughter have both.
And they were fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Also, I want to talk about Scott Phillips, who I call Captain Phillips. That way I can go, Captain Phillips here. Got rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com. It's Captain Phillips.
Who's that supposed to be?
It's Captain Phillips.
Okay.
It's my Tom Hanks.
Oh, I know.
It's Captain Phillips.
I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips. No?
I would never guess in the million years that was Tom Hanks.
It's not. It's Captain Phillips. but Scott Phillips created a message board where you can go over there and really talk in depth about music, maybe more in depth than you would do on the Facebook page, because quite frankly, I would delete those from my Facebook page. But over there, you can really get into it. It's called rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com. So go over there. Also, there's the Rock Solid blog site created by Jason Wilcox. That's at rocksolidshow.com or rocksolidpodcast.com.
I thought it was rocksolidguide.com.
You can find it at rocksolidguide.blogspot.com, but I think we made a better URL, but I can't remember it right now. Go over there. Jason catalogs all the episodes and all the songs and all the fun. So go over there. Follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show and like us on Facebook. Kyle, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Kyle Dotson Funny.
It's a lot to live up to, Kyle. I'm telling you. 12 years from now.
You can find me on Twitter at Mike and Kyle Not Funny. No, I'm kidding. Cool.
HilariousKyle.com.
You can follow us at Rock Solid Show on Spotify.
That's right. Kyle is putting all the songs on Spotify.
Yeah, and you can... Oh, all the ones that are on Spotify. A lot of the Beatles stuff isn't on there. So this episode might be null.
Might be... Well, but a lot of these... You don't think Maxwell Silverhammer's going to be on there?
I think only Bill Cosby's.
Spotify can... That's Spotify can suck.
That's alone with a test tube.
Spotify can suck my cock.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It was 20 years
thanks,
ago
Kyle.
Today, I got that website name.
Are you tired?
You,
are you tired, Kyle?
No.
You're exhausted.
No,
all right. Aren't you? He's a young man. We're tired.
We're going to watch Walking Dead tonight. What are we going to... We're going to watch that White House Down movie.
Yeah.
We're watching both of the White House movies when the White House is under attack. We already watched Olympus. What's it called?
Olympus has fallen. Was it good?
No. It's horrible.
It sounded horrible.
Yeah. What's in the one we're going to watch tonight? The White House is fucked.
White House Down.
White House Down. And what do you got? You got a play out for us?
Yeah, I actually brought the Bill Cosby thing.
You did?
You did?
But okay. It's so funny. We got to hear it again.
All right, cool. Yeah, I agree. It's ridiculous.
All right.
Thanks, okay. Mike. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Fuzzy
Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. Oh, there's a band.
All right, is this the take or what? All right, okay, everybody. Here we go. Yeah, that's right. All that's good.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Oh!
Sing it, children.
With Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go.
Boys.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's one
really, really sad.